talk about music because it's such an integral part of our services here in the spiritualist churches. And this is coming from a person who's completely tone deaf, cannot carry a tin in a bucket, and never opens her mouth to sing. So, but I just love the music. It got my attention the first time I attended a service, and that was in Lilydale, New York. And I was so amazed by the joyous, uplifting, and somewhat old-fashioned hymns that were being sung. One of the first ones was Count Your Blessings. That hymn took me back many, many years to when I spent the weekend with my great Aunt Belle, who now I realize was a healer and probably a medium, but I didn't understand that back then. We would be watching the Lawrence Welk show, and I can just remember the Lennon sisters singing that song. And most of you probably don't remember Lawrence Welk, but that's okay. What did it mean to a five-year-old? Not much. But it has stayed with me all these years. The happy time of being an only child, because my older siblings weren't there. The two of us singing along. And now, as an adult, reading the words. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. See what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Stanza 2. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy? You are called to bear. Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Doesn't this hymn just lift you up and make you want everything to be better and carefree? It gives us hope and joy, makes us feel better. And that is the role of music in our lives. Because all I hear is organ music at funerals, but, you know. Music can involve so many emotions. Joyous, uplifted, glad to be here today. I love the sound of the people singing out and hope that they hear the words. Take the words to heart. Count your blessings. We have so many. Even with the economy, the countless wars and scrimmages we get into, the unemployment rate, all we have to do is look at other countries, other economies, and know we have a better life. Do you keep a gratitude list? I do. And I thank Spirit every day for my many blessings. We have this wonderful religion of spiritualism and of all those who come here to worship it. We have freedom of religion, freedom to worship and sing. Another favorite hymn of mine, it's Our Thoughts, Our Prayers, and it's in our supplement. It's wonderful. It's by Lucille Waterstaff. Our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers. Take charge of what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a state of peacefulness, and know that God is always there, and every thought a prayer. And with every thought being a prayer, make sure you're choosing the good thoughts. This hymn made such an impact the first time I heard it here at CSC at a service. The words really make you sit up and take notice. Yes, our brains are always on, sometimes slower than others, and sometimes not fully engaged in what we're doing. But nonetheless, we are always thinking. So in hearing this hymn, saying our thoughts are prayers puts a whole new meaning on how we pray. Yes, we are praying all the time. And this makes us realize that we must have a better and higher consciousness. Our thoughts have a huge impact on us and those we are engaged with. So too do our words. How do we say something? Our tone of voice, our sound level. Are we so mad we are whispering so we don't yell? Are we calling out in a friendly and neighborly way? Are we too preachy? Are so intimidated that we can barely squeak? Is our voice even and pleasant? Are we swallowing our words because we are embarrassed? We must remember that God is always there. What you say stays out there and may come back to bite you or compliment you. Like your mother always told you, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. It is hard to remember all the time, but as the hymn says, our thoughts are prayers. And the last prayer is one that always brings a tear to my eye, the prayer of St. Francis. This is one hymn you do not mind having stuck in your head for a few days in that continuous loop when a song just won't leave. Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. And where there is doubt, prove faith in you. Infinite intelligence wants us and lets us be peaceful and loving and forgiving. The refrain, Master grant that I may never seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love all my soul. This just resonates with my job every day. To help my families come to grips with their loss. To be in the background while guiding them through a maze of questions and decisions that have to be made quickly. I want them to feel loved and treasured, not harried and not hurried. Let me console them by being the best resource they have. And when the funeral is over, they can come back and say thank you. Last week, I went into work after church to a family who lost a 27-week-old baby, and to a family who had a 62-year-old member of the family die, who had actually died when she was six and had been brain dead for all that lifetime. So the shield comes up. It's never easy. There's no ego involved in this hymn, just a sense of being your best. Living by the golden rule. Where there is despair in life, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, only light. And where there is sadness, only joy. I think of St. Francis and his love of animals. And when I hear despair, I always think of the animal shelters, where so many precious animals are awaiting adoption or death. Let us open our hearts to all the cats, dogs, bunnies, birds, and snakes that need hope. We, as spiritualists, have so much hope to give to the world, since we know there is no death, just the transition to the spirit world. The third verse, make me a channel of your peace. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and in giving of ourselves that we receive, and in dying that we are born into eternal life. Yes, we make our own happiness our own happiness, and in listening to the music and the impact of the words, we can make our lives better. Again, as spiritualists, we listen to the principles in 4 and 5 when we affirm the existence and personal identity continue after the change called death. And we affirm the communication with the so-called dead is a fact, scientifically proven by the phenomena of spiritualism. Just sit back and listen to those words of love, understanding, and forgiveness. Make me a channel of your peace. To paraphrase American poet and author Maya Angelou, people will forget how we look and how we dress, but they will never forget how we made them feel. Our skills and our compassion can help heal a broken heart. And music has that ability also. You probably will not remember what I said today, but hopefully you'll go home with a song looping through your head that you can't get out of there for a couple of days. And I hope it's a good one. As the Swedish singing group ABBA says, thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they bring me. Thank you for the music, for giving it to me. So let us go forth on this beautiful day with a song in our hearts and be thankful for all that we have been given.